You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanak mashaguid avantuchun hayu barzankine. Yevur vor hadinyek egelisvin, hon hadinika vokche. Good morning. It is Sunday, April the 26th. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program, created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Tereyan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Բարելույս լի հայրենագիցներ, հայկական ռադիո ժամը բոլոր նվնգլնդի մեջ, հրավված էիր որոշ տեղը բազմահազար հայերու և օտարներու կողմէ։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարնէ։ Հին սերունդը կպնրէ զայն իր անուշի հիշատակները վերաբերելու համար, իսկ դուրենու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուկը, իրենց ծավը մոռնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանկստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
And with our obituaries, we did have three to report in the last few weeks. Sylvia Masmanian Dedarian passed away on Palm Sunday, April 5th, at the age of 103 years old. She was in Italy with her daughter Linda and her family when she passed. She was the wife of the late Martin Dedarian. She was loving mother of Michael Deedon Dedarian of Sharon, Mass., Diane Lynn Schaefer of Cranston, Rhode Island, and Linda Joyce Bellow of Hallandale, Florida, with whom she lived. She had six grandchildren and 12 great-grandchildren. Mrs. Dedarian ran a dry cleaner with her husband on Broad Street. Growing up, I remember going to it. We would go by the French pastry, and there'd be a cemetery, and then you'd go a little bit further, and it was the dry cleaner, and a lot of you Cranston East people will remember a home on Legion Way. It was the Dadarian home, and it was stucco, but it reminded me of a Spanish villa. And I would always remember going to the Dadarians. I remember in the really old days, the daughter Diane used to babysit me across the street where she lived, and I always had such memories of going there. And, you know, 103, she was well taken care of by her children, and she led a beautiful life. But our condolences to the Dadarian family. As a last respect at your graveside, I place a bouquet of flowers at your grave. Your memory will remain with us forever, and your grave will never be neglected. As rose petals are placed on your grave, the angels will watch over you forever. I grieve for you today at your departure, and my heart is breaking and full of sorrow.
Hora guitit iper harkankes vercin, sonem punch mazarik neruan taram. Ishadagadala an mah polorin, yevchi lukvi keresmanat an khanam. Varti tuper togzar taren shirimat, reshtagner togbah panen zain haved. Darabagots yev menavor sukagiret, Hokis Aisor Gulalrik Megnumet.
And in Cranston, Razmik Martirosyan, 86, originally of Yerevan, Armenia, passed away in Cranston, surrounded by love on April 8th. He was an adored son of the late Avak and Arushag Martirosyan, and brother of the late Rafik and Kenar Martirosyan, all of Yerevan. Razmik was a proverbial man in the arena, and one who wore many hats in his storied and full life, none of which was as important to him as that of husband, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. He was a beloved husband of the late Kristina Martirosyan and devoted father to Karine Tomation and husband Karnik, Gayane Martirosyan, Arushag Parker, Avak Martirosyan, and wife Emilia, adoring grandfather to Kristina, Gregory, wife Arpi, Anita Dudemain and husband Daniel, Bianca Martirosyan and husband Anthony, Nicholas Grant Parker, and proud grandfather to Adelina and Ani Tomation and Charlotte Dudemain. Due to the coronavirus, Razmik's life will be celebrated at a later date. Our condolences to the Martirosyan family. Also, Lee Leotin Lefian, 85, was reunited with her late husband, Harry Lefian, on Tuesday, April 21st. Lee was born in Beirut, Lebanon, to the late Bedros and Victoria Sahakyan. Leotin was employed as a seamstress at Rhode Island Hospital for many years. Her family and her faith were the most important things to her. She was a devoted member of St. Vartanants Armenian Church in Providence. She is survived by her son, Suren Lefian, and daughter, Rose Vartani Paru, and granddaughter, Sabrina Sarah Lefian. She is predeceased by her siblings Sahag and Mary. And again, because of the coronavirus, there are no funeral arrangements at the present time. Our condolences to the Lefian family. And with our datalits is April 26, 1991. Today is the 29th datalits of Albert Arabian. April 26, 1991. Today is the 29th datalits of Arsha Luis Murachan. April 26, 2010. Today is the 10th datalits of Susan Shahinian Lewis. April 26, 2002. Today is the 18th datalits of Robert Tokomian. April 27, 1995. Monday is the 25th datalits of Dorothy Nalbanian. April 27, 2010. Monday is the 10th datalits of Harold Melkonian. April 28, 2002. Tuesday is the 18th Dalit of Esther Melkonian. April 28, 2002. Tuesday is the 18th Dalit of George Vazna. April 28, 2004. Tuesday is the 16th Dalit of Altun Shemalian. April 29, 1993. Wednesday is the 27th Dalit of Martin Belodian. April 29, 1998. Wednesday is the 22nd Dalit of Joy Uramian. April 30, 2004. Thursday is the 16th Dalit of Rose Dirananyan. As you recall, her husband just passed a few weeks ago. Harry and Rosa together. April 30th. April 30th, 2006, Thursday is the 14th Dalit of Patricia Avedisian. April 30th, 2009, Thursday is the 11th Dalit of Cynthia Jismagian. April 30th, 1990, Thursday is the 30th Dalit of Judge John K. Nigerian. April 30th, 2013, Thursday is the 7th Dalit of Arakel Corky Dolbashan. April 30th, 2001, Thursday is the 19th Dalit of Victoria Marachin Jr. April 30th, 2018, Thursday is the 2nd Dalit of Roxanne Arzumanian. May 1st, 1990, Friday is the 30th Dalit of David Jajorian. May 1st, 2001, Friday is the 19th Dalit of Zaruhit Chetayan. May 1st, 2001, Friday is the 19th Dalit of Louise Vartanian. May 1st, 05, Friday is the 15th Dalit of Sarkis Kasabian. May 2nd, 1999, Saturday is the 21st Dalit of Margot Chabanian. May 2nd, 1999, Saturday is the 21st Dalit of Sarat Sherejan. And May 2nd, 2002, Saturday will be the 18th Dalit of Violet Manushag Samuelian. Iveri Neru Sahemes from the Requiem Service, Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased, especially for Lee Lefian, for Razmik Mardiroshan, and for Sylvia Dadarian. Iverin.
Iverin. No!
This last week, there were quite a few shows and YouTube and remembrances for our martyrs, whether you were on Facebook, whether you were driving by a seminary in Narragansett, you saw the Armenian flag, you saw stories of our martyrs, you saw stories of our survivors and those that didn't make it. And right now, we honor our martyrs with our 1965 program. On the 105th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide.
Oh, This is Setrak Benjamin Minas. I have the honor of presenting His Eminence Richard Cardinal Cushing, Archbishop of Boston and Honorary President of the Armenian National Committee of America and the American Committee for the Independence of Armenia. Ladies and gentlemen, His Eminence.
April 24th is Armenian Memorial Day. On this day in 1915, the Turkish government began the first genocide in modern times, massacring 1 million Armenian civilians and driving out of their historic homeland 500,000 more under incredibly inhuman conditions. These numbers become all the more appalling when one realizes that this represented virtually the entire Armenian population in Turkey proper. When we add to this wanton sacrifice of human life the billions of dollars of Armenian property confiscated or destroyed, including the invaluable contributions of the oldest Christian civilization in the world, the true enormity of this horrendous crime is revealed. But April 24th is more than a day of mourning and remembrance. It is the day on which the Armenian people remind the world that its legal and historic right to sovereignty remain violated. The Treaty of Sevres, signed by Turkey on the one hand and by Armenia and the allied powers on the other, recognized the independence of the Republic of Armenia within the boundaries therein defined by President Woodrow Wilson. In 1920, the combined military forces of Communist Russia and Turkey, in violation of this treaty, overthrew this outpost of democracy. Today, a portion of Armenia remains a captive nation under Communist Russian domination, and the remainder is illegally retained by Turkey. As Pope John the 23rd said in his encyclical letter Pacem in Terrace, the rights of men and government stem not solely from human consent, but from the design of the Creator. Therefore, the crime of 1915, further compounded by the crime of 1920, stand in violation of the design of the Creator and the inalienable rights of the Armenian people. The United Nations was established as an international instrument to create a climate for world peace through international justice. The United Nations cannot fulfill its world mission unless it encourages the hopes of mankind by proving that it is truly a forum providing a peaceful redress on the legitimate grievances of all peoples. The Armenian claim as the oldest unresolved grievance on the agenda of the world business stands today as a test case, the just solution of which will enhance the prestige of the United Nations and encourage all peoples to seek a peaceful consideration of world problems. It is my earnest hope and prayer that the United Nations and all people of goodwill will join to bring a justice long delayed to the Armenian people, the worthy descendants of an ancient and noble civilization. Now is the time for all nations of goodwill to prove that international justice, self-determination, and peace are more than words, that they form the sound and sincere foundation of each government's international policy.
ce țepu gândor, la vădoie bairner, mardi me tăvăr, tu gândor doare de ver, mardi me
Çeçek tuk antor Angorun çeli u haverjagan vokiner aylevs Mardirosatsial yev sagayn an mahanun zavagner hayots aski mets batmutyan Hisun tantav darineru gyank shnoritsik tuk mezi vorbesi aysor men kankning tser anabagan hishadagin archev u kochenk arastvats Աստված, թու թարցյալ գեցուսեսս մեզ, և ժողովուրդքո ուրախ եղիցի իքես, վասնզի ով դեր, կումիածին որդվույթ շրտներեն արդասանված խոսքին ու բատկամին հավադացած է հայ ժողովուրդը, իքին արյան ու գյանքի։ Եթե ոչ հադնցորեն ո անգյալ հերգիր մերանիցի ինքն միանգա, աբա եթե մերանիցի պազում արդյունս արնե, ու աբա նաև սերմանի մարմին շնչավոր և հարնե մարմին հոգևոր, Harutyan shunch u pazmapoh ganchek ahavor mer tsegi vokegan ujin vor besi meng uregoruis vortinere tser tsirutsanvats ashkhari zakerun havakagan anloreli zankagadun iprev martkutyan u astuzo arach zankahareng artarutyan tser zank hayrenagan ampoghchagan hogerun yev ojakhnerun bahanchkov u abanayev hokevor angakhutyan ikhntir Norastergzial mer gyankin voski sermer yegaktuk 50 darinerov shahvats fizikagan imatsagan u hokegan hay antastanin mech meng ortnelov tser hishadagu gartatsing u sorvetsang ayn ammene inch vor iprev shunch u voki mezi gdagetsik tuk chmerak այլ փոխագերբվեցակ մեզի համար անգորնչելի եւ հաստատուն քաղափար ու գամքի պրև, որով մեր գյանքի օրերը լեցվեցան ծեր մարդիրոսական հուրով ու փույրով։ Թուք մեր մեջ ապրեցակ ու մենք ցեզմով ստեղծագործեցինք նոր գյանք աստուծո եւ Սուրբ Մեսրոբի դուներու գամարներուն ներքև։ Մենք Նախքին մնացորդածը ծեր, աժմ խրողթ ու սավարնաթև ասկն ենք հայոց, ասկերու և ժողովուրդներու թիմաց, անխրով մնացեք Հավիդյան։ Ձեր պարի հիշադագի պրև յուղանուշ ու պալասան, հավեր ժորեն բիդի ոձան է մեր սրդերը պազմաճարճար ու հոգիները մեր խրով։ Հազարախաչ ծեր քոխոտան մեր հոգիներում մեջ թարցավ նորահրաշ ու ձաղգյալ փուրաստան ու մեր գյանքը փարեփոխվեցավ իբրև թրախտ արքայության վասնզի դերն մեր Հիսուս Քրիստոս գսե մի երգնչիր հոտ փոքրիկ զի հաջեցավ հայր ծեր դալ ցեզ զարքայություն նահադակ քույրեր եւ եղբայրներ Մասի սապայլ ծեր հոգիները անմար ջրակ են մեր ոտկերուն և լույս գուդան մեր գյանգի շավիղին։ Թուք դաբանակ ուղթին մեր հոգիներուն ու մենք ուղթաբահ զավակներ ծեր անհայտ շիրմերուն առաջ, ձնրաթիր գաղերսենք ու գաղոթենք առաստված հարցն մերոց, ծեր հոգիներուն խաղաղության ու հանգիստին համար։ Թուք 20-րդ տարու Սուրբ Մեսրոբներ, Սուրբ Վարդաններ եւ Սուրբ Նարեկացիներ, Փանական Զոհեր հայոց ազգին, մեր սրդի խորերեն առաստված խոսքը այսպես կհառաչենք ծեր սրբազնասուրբ եւ հավետ խնգելի հիշադակի խորանին առաջ։ Սրդի հեծեծալից հառաչանքներուն ողբաց այն աղաղագը մեր, քեզի գվերն ձայենք, ով քաղտնիկները դեսնող դեր, եւ այրվող մեր հոգիներուն թաղցության գրագին վրա տնելով, սասանած մեր մտքի ջնջրող իղցերուն բդուղը, մեր գամքի փուրվարովը քեզի գցոնենք զայն, ով ամենակութ եւ ամենակավիչ, հարցրյալ ու արդար թադավոր։
That was recorded in 1965. April 25th was the Martyrs' Day program on the Armenian Radio Hour. And today, 2020, it marks the 105th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide, where 1.5 million Armenians were murdered by the Ottoman Empire. Programming happened through the week, and that culminates with a program going on today by the ANC Eastern Region. It will take place on Facebook, so you can go online to the Facebook page, go to ANCA Eastern Region, and you will find it. But it happens 2 o'clock today with Alek Eskenderian, Adam Balyan, featuring April 24th commemorations from 1960 through 2019. It will also include a tour of Western Armenia and the regional take from the ANCA of Justice for the Genocide. And again, this is a culminating program going on today at Facebook. And as we are all relocated to our homes for the near future, again, there is no church, there is no North burial ground. Everything is online from the comforts of your home, sitting in front of a laptop or your smartphone. But again, church is on. It's just, you know, we're at home viewing church. Some of us actually like it a little better. We can have Choreg and Surj watching church. But it's not what we're used to as Armenians, but it's what we need to do for the time being. So again, to our church leaders who have been doing this for us, going to church in a solo, lonely church and performing our sacred rituals, thank you. Shad Shira Golyank for keeping us in touch. I do know that they're doing house calls and house visits. A special good morning to the Makarian family. I heard they're all trying to recover right now, and our love to you and our prayers that you get better quickly. Right now you're listening to very beautiful duduk music. And we're going to go to Shammy next.
Lost and lonely nation.
William Saroyan wrote, "I should like to see any power of the world destroy this race, this small tribe of unimportant people whose wars have all been fought and lost, whose structures have crumbled, literature is unread, music is unheard, and prayers are no more answered. Go ahead, destroy Armenia. See if you can do it. Send them into the desert without bread or water. Burn their homes and churches, then see if they will not laugh, sing, and pray again. For when two of them meet anywhere in the world, see if they will not create a new Armenia." William Saroyan. says that we says urakhatsur gurakhanas mer jamanagalratsav shugalchun serin hamar sidesutyun menchev harachiga giragi aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in color, brought to you on WARA 1320 Attleboro. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonata Ray, and heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. Thanks to our webmaster, you can hear all of our shows on the internet. Thank you, George Gasparian. You can listen to us on ArmenianRadioHour.com. That's ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can write me, Sona, at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. We hope you've enjoyed this morning's tribute to the Armenian Genocide Martyrs, and we hope that you bring this back to your families and listen to us online, ArmenianRadioHour.com. Please stay safe. Remember, no church. You're listening to it on Facebook or YouTube. Stay safe. Until next Sunday.